Thank you. Thank you. And before I share anything, we're going to take a breath together and hear a little message from Spiritus. And I'll see you on the other side.
Well,
and thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Britt.
Leo? Ah, thank you, my Spiritus family. God, I love you guys. And you're going to see a lot of those faces in person in just 2 weeks. Oh, my goodness. I was 2 years younger there. It has been 2 years that has gone by since we all recorded our parts individually from wherever we were and sent them all to Leo so he could figure out how to splice them together and create what you just heard. Leo, you rock. You've been rocking for a long time. You've been rocking right here for 2 years, keeping us together, evolving. We have come a long way. You know, at the end of every Sunday service, right before we declare together that there is peace on earth and it begins with me, we always know our prayer for protection that ends by saying, wherever we are, God is. Wherever we are, God is. Wherever I am, God is. Wherever you are, God is. You are holy. And in 2 weeks, whoever is able to be together in that space is going to declare holy ground right there back at Symphony Space in a different area downstairs. I decided to call today's message, Prepare Ye the Way, not just because we're preparing our way to Easter Day or because it's what I think is a great song from Godspell, one that we've known many times live and in person, while we wave palm branches, usually around Palm Sunday. But I also named it Prepare Ye the Way because we are, in truth, every moment of our lives preparing for the next moment of our lives and the next moment, what it is that is to come in our lives. In Isaiah 40, verse 3, the scripture says, in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. And it certainly seems, tying it back in with that recording of all of us 2 years ago, coming together on holy ground from all over the place. It seems like we've spent a lot of time in the wilderness, doesn't it? All of us, individually, often alone, the wilderness, the desert. We have been in uncharted territory, but on we go. But you know what? I want to come back to that because right now I want to stay with the part about preparing for Easter Day because so many have had questions. And by the way, we are sending our love to Brother Carlos today. Some of you that may not read the newsletter are probably going, where's Carlos? Carlos, where is he? Well, he's where he always is. He's back home. And he will be with us Easter Day, sort of, kind of. He will be our guest. He will be our speaker Easter Sunday. So you got me today. And I'm actually the one who can probably answer questions the best about what's happening. Because, you know, there have been so many plans to bring us back together. And so many times we've had to abort, and keep going and flowing and rolling with whatever guidelines and protocols we were given, all in the name of health and safety. And the name that kept coming to me for Easter Day is the Easter Experiment, because that's really what it is. This is starting from scratch. It is starting again with a blank page and creating and seeing what works and what may not work as well. And I hope that I can answer some of your questions that you've been asking me. You know, we were such a well-oiled machine for, my gosh, nearly almost 21 years before this happened, March of 2020. This thing called global pandemic, this thing called COVID. And I'm thinking back to when we first started, which, by the way, today is the eve of our 23rd anniversary of Unity of New York, of our very first service, April 4th, 1999, at FIT. What is that? What does that say for? Fashion Institute of Technology? Yeah. And we had to figure out when that happened. I'm getting notes in the studio. Okay, hold tight. Hold your questions till the end. I'm going to see if I can cover all of these. Thank you. Thank you, Leo. Okay, he can see the comments in Facebook. I can't. I can only see you on the other side of the lens. So I'm thinking back to that first service back 23 years ago when we had to figure it out then. We were having to figure out how to do church in a box, to be gypsies for a little while, going from place to place. And I'll never forget it, that very first Easter service. Some of you were there. I know that some of you were there. Our first licensed Unity teacher was Ruth Warwick. Who remembers Ruth Warwick? Phoebe Tyler Wallingford from All My Children. And she was in Citizen Kane, and she was our very first licensed Unity teacher. And so Paul wanted to have Ruth lead the closing prayer that Easter Sunday first service. So there we are on stage. Spiritus was singing, and there I am, and there Paul is. And Ruth was sharing this beautiful prayer, and all of a sudden, she took a left turn in the prayer. And she said, and we must remove Milosevic at all costs. I believe he is the Antichrist and we must stop him. During prayer, and from the stage, I could see everyone. I looked out and it looked like a choreographed film where people were going, what's going on? And Paul's up there in my ear going, oh my God, what do we do? What do we do? A girl from Spiritus was going, oh my God, oh my God. And what's interesting to me about that when I think about that crazy, crazy moment is history repeating itself. It's a parallel thing, a situation going on right now with Ukraine, with Putin. And I'm not going to get into that, but what I will I will guarantee you that no one will be talking about the situation now and the Antichrist on Easter Sunday. you don't have to be scared. Not that people in Unity scare easily, but okay. So we are back at Symphony Space. We've taken this blank page, creating what will be a new experience. Let me see if I can cover all of what I'm thinking you might be wondering and what you've already asked me. So we'll be downstairs at Symphony Space. We'll be in the more intimate setting. It's an experiment because we do not know what to expect. We don't know how many of you are willing, able, comfortable showing up that day. So you will not enter Symphony Space in the front where we always have. You'll go down 95th Street and right past the Thalia Cafe, which many of you are familiar with, we will enter right there. A lot of you are asking first and foremost about the COVID guidelines and protocols. Symphony Space is very serious about this. They're very adherent to their protocols. You must have proof of vaccination, double vaccination. And of course, with that, you will need your ID. There will be a Symphony Space employee at the door checking for vaccinations and IDs. And also, we must be masked the entire time. There is no social distancing in this lovely, intimate space, the Thalia Theater downstairs. It holds 168 seats. I don't know if we will fill it, if we will be filled to overflowing. So I highly recommend getting there. The doors will open at 10:30. So getting there early enough to, there might be a line outside as things have slowed up a bit with having to follow all of these guidelines and protocols with the Symphony Space employee checking everyone's proof of vaccination. Masks. The only ones that are not required to be masked are those who will be on stage. And everyone else the whole time, though, we have to stick to it. And I want you to know, Symphony Space is so excited to have us back. They're really excited to have us back. Monica, who is the rental manager and the booking manager at Symphony Space, told me that in the last number of months, a number of churches have wanted to rent Symphony Space for Easter. And they said, no, we're not doing that. The only ones we will rent to, the only church we will rent to is Unity. So they're making a very special exception for us to be back with our Symphony Space family. And one of the exceptions they're making for us is this is the only event that they have had and plan to have that is not done by reserve seating in advance, so that they have contact information of everyone for contact tracing. They're letting us do our thing, and they're trusting us. And again, very excited, very, very grateful that we will be back. Creating the hybrid, creating what this will be, we're figuring it out as we have continued to. Leo and I continue to work closely together. We're having technical meetings with Symphony Space. The most important thing is this is an opportunity for us to be together, for us to finally be together in person on a Sunday. And what it means, equally as important as that, is for all of you that will not be there in person, you'll still get to do this from wherever you are, whether you're in California with Steve or in Wisconsin with Dorian, or down in Florida with Nas and Diana. Wherever wherever you will be, you can still join us. And we're going to create an experience now that we're used to this, where we can have both. It's not either or, it's both and. So let me see some of these questions. That day, because of logistics on Easter Sunday in 2 weeks, we will not be having the quest before the service. That day, there will be no quest before the service. However, after the service, just outside the door around the corner from the Thalia Theater, there will be post-service prayer with our mighty Unity of New York prayer chaplains. And I'm so grateful for that. We're going to have that place prayed up. And that's one thing they always have loved about us at Symphony Space is the energy that we bring to the space. And they always feel it I've been told by the teams there, it's like, we feel that unity energy. Things just go better after you guys have been here. Things are smoother. Things are kinder and lighter. And I've told you the COVID guidelines. Let me see. There's going to be a little mini version of Voices in Unity. The brave souls, again, are willing, able, comfortable to come and share some song. I already told you, you're going to see some Spiritus faces. You're going to see some familiar faces from the band. And I'm excited. Mm. And we, in case you didn't see the newsletter on Friday, we are having our usual Easter flower fun so that we can brighten up that stage with tulips and daffodils and make it festive for our time together. So if you want to be a part of the Easter flower fund, you just need to donate $20 and let us know at info@unityofnewyork.com that you plan to do this. If you have a dedication for your flowers, or and they're potted tulips and daffodils, just let us know. And this is yours to pick up at the end of the service. And if you won't be there, you can give it to someone else that you know will be there to pick up for you, or to pick up for themselves, gift it, or donate it, whatever feels right. Okay, so that is the deal of flowers. What can you do to help? I think that we've got everything covered. Oh, there's the Easter flower dedication. Thank you. Thank you, Leo. Yeah, I just said all of that. Donation of $20 for your flowers. For your flowers. I think another piece of very important news. Very important news. Thank you, Leo. Very important news is... this is a, at this point, it is a one-time event. It is a standalone event. It is the Easter experiment to see what it takes to do this again, to see what works, to see what is not working, to see what the needs are, so that we can start planning for future services. And hopefully in the very near future, we can start being more consistent, perhaps. Very soon we can meet once a month like this, but we're going to get a lot of information from having this service on Easter Sunday. If I, like I just said, I think that we've got everything pretty much covered, but if you would like to have your name, to let us know that you would like to volunteer in some way or help out in some way, just shoot us an email at info@unityofnewyork. Man, my lips aren't working completely today. info@unity. Thank you. There you go. That I can see. Thank you, Leo. Mm. And right now, that's pretty much what I can think of to answer right now. If you have any other questions, if you could put them in the comment section of the Facebook feed, if you're watching and joining us today live on Facebook, Leo can let me know if there's something that has not been covered yet. Leo, do you have anything else that anyone might be asking right now? Can you turn on your
Of course, mic, I can. So yeah, I'm right here. I don't.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, sure. I don't have any at the moment, but
okay.
Oh, here. What time will the service begin and end?
Okay, usual time, 11 a.m. We will start the countdown online at 10:50. Again, the doors will open at 10:30 a.m. for everyone live at Symphony Space, and I think that for Easter, for that, we should be done by 12:30. It'll probably be about an hour and a half. Easter tends to be just a little bit longer than usual.
Sandra just asked, what is the best way to send our flower donations?
Any of the ways you could send it, you know, however, when we do the love offering, Leo always reminds us of the easy ways to give, either by sending a check or PayPal or through the app or online, unityofnewyork.org, making a donation. And just, again, let us know by email, info@unityofnewyork.org. Let us know that you are doing this. And we didn't think to give it a cutoff, but we'll let you know next week. The sooner the better that you're able to do this, because we'll need to order the flowers, the plants, the tulips and the daffodils.
Do we need, what else? Do we need to reserve a place in advance?
For you mean a seat? Is someone asking about reserving a seat for the service?
I think so.
I think so too. That's how I'm interpreting that. We don't have the staffing and the manpower to do that. Like I just said, they're making a special exception for us at Symphony Space. It's not going through their box office. We simply have our time there, our rental, and it'll be first come, first serve. That's why I'm recommending getting there in plenty of time before the doors open at 10:30. And knowing it will be a beautiful day, it'll be a beautiful, lovely, cooperative weather kind of day for us Easter Sunday. What else you got?
That's it for now. That was indeed the question about a place in advance. Nobody is at the second, so.
Okay. Well, if anybody thinks of anything, again, email us. And we'll get back to you, but I think that kind of covers it for now. So those are the logistics of preparing the way to Easter Day. Coming back to that scripture I shared before we went into all of those logistics from Isaiah 40. In the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. In the wilderness, prepare ye the way for the Lord. Now remember that Lord metaphysically is law, divine law. And what is law but that which does not change, that which is absolute, that which is eternal, that which is never ending, that which never fails. So the best translation of this metaphysically is that it's about preparing your mind for the acceptance of the Lord, of the law, the divine law, the principle, that which never changes. That's what we're always doing as we come together, as we remember these principles, as we remember these laws. It's about preparing your mind constantly to receive and accept true thoughts. We are master storytellers, makers up of stuff. We are always writing story. And this is about preparing the way in truth and wisdom. So as stuff comes up every day in life, we're ready to face it from that place of principle or divine law, instead of all of these stories that we're constantly making up. We are master meaning makers, really good writers of story. And remember that Easter is about resurrection. It is about our resurrection. That's what the Lenten season has been. It's been a time of preparation. Lent is that time of preparation to Easter, the time of resurrection. And we are so going to be rising up. It's about rising up above whatever we go through. And we're always going through it, aren't we? We're on planet Earth. So every day we're going through stuff. stuff we don't expect, stuff that comes out of left field, whether it's feeling the need for healing, feeling that we're broken, feeling that we're shattered when we're not, feeling lonely when we're truly never alone, feeling shaken at our core. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, of the law, of always getting back to what is true. What is that principle, that foundation, that divine law that is so solid, that is solid, holy ground to stand on? It's always about this moment preparing for the next. So what are we doing in this moment? What are we accepting in this moment? What are we thinking in this moment? What are we believing in this moment? Rise up. I think the most important thing to remember, to always come back to and remember, is that God, or love, or law, or principle, or whatever word works for you, resonates with you, that omniscience, omnipresence, omnipotence, that which is eternal, which cannot change, which never changes, that does not change, but my understanding of it does. We're on our evolutionary journey, continuing to evolve, continuing to shift, continuing to grow. It is spring. What has looked dead in winter is now coming back to life. Life is shooting up through the earth. There is life. And Friday, some of you probably read the newsletter. I keep referring back to that newsletter where I was, it was April Fool's Day on Friday. And I was talking about how I take, from the research that I've done, the little bit that I've looked up in the grand scheme of things, I found a nugget that I had never known before, that I knew that April Fool's was observed and celebrated for many centuries. But one of the places that some historians believe that it has its roots is in ancient Rome, from festivals of ancient Rome. One in particular is the festival of Hilaria. And of course, you can guess that the word that comes from Hilaria is hilarious. In Latin, Hilaria means joyful. And that reminded me of levity, of lightness, of April Fool's Day being a time of reminder for lightening up, to get in touch with our joy, to laugh, to step back in the face of whatever is going on, whatever we may be facing, whatever depression, suppression, trial, tribulation, whatever it is, to just step back and take a breath and look at it from a place of humor. No matter what it is, there's always something. Humor is not making fun of something. It's being reminded that we are living in the realm of allness all the time. The Alpha to the Omega, never either or, both and. So no matter what we are facing, we can always step back, take a breath, and go, I can lighten up here. I can have a moment of joy. It's like having a V8. I could have had a moment of joy, and I still can. I can still claim that right now. And what better place than to make space than in meditation. Our wonderful speaker last week, Nancy Napier, reminded us that if we take in a conscious breath and follow it all the way down, all the way, we get to a place where all is undisturbed. That is the place of the calm and the peace. So right now, let's give ourselves the gift of entering into that space, entering into that space of meditation, of the womb, of the earth, as what is being nurtured is not seen yet. It's underground. So take a breath with me, if you will, and follow it all the way down to that place. Jesus was a beautiful example of a gentle spirit. He embraced all people with the same respect and love, regardless of their station in life. He saw each person as a child of God, worthy of loving care. I too am worthy of this loving care. There are times when I may not be as gentle with myself as I could be, when I may be too self-critical, too quick to focus on my thoughts. It is in these times that I am reminded of the importance of being gentle with myself, peaceful in my mind, tender in my heart. I am unique. I am my own unique expression of the divine. I am God expressing as me. There is no one else like me, no one who fills my particular place in the world. Sometimes I may feel shattered, but I am never broken. No matter the wound I feel, there will always be a time of healing. Whenever I feel lonely, shaken, weary, I press on. I stand, knowing that I will rise as I always have. Anything I've ever faced, I've made it through. Here I am, breathing in the glory of this very moment in time, this very sacred moment that prepares me for the next sacred moment, the next sacred moment. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Prepare my mind for the acceptance of that which does not change, the constant that is God, that is love, principle, divine law, that which can never change. Creating the space, the powerful space, where I accept the truth, truth with a capital T. Prepare ye the way in truth and wisdom. From that glorious space, of divine love, I will always rise above and resurrect from whatever I may be facing. And as we rise high in our consciousness, high above the clouds in the sky, let us focus again on that breath, all the way down to that place where nothing can disturb the calm peace of my soul in the silence.
But time will heal. Heavy the load, the cross I bear, and lonely the road I tried, I dare. I'm shaking, but here I stand. And I get weary, still I make my way through. Long are the nights, the tears I cry, and dark are some days, no sun in the sky. Yet still I rise, never to give up, no, never to give in against all odds. Yet still I feel alone, but still I rise. Sometimes I'm troubled, but not in despair. And yes, I'm struggling, but I make my way through. And trials, they come to make me strong. But I must endure, I must move on. Oh, yet still I rise. yet still I rise high above the clouds. At times I feel low, but still I rise above all my problems, above all my eyes may see. Oh, I know that He's able to strengthen me, to strengthen me. So up, still I rise, never to give up, not never to give in against all odds. Way to go, but still I, oh yes, at times I feel so all alone, but still I rise, oh God.